This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A deadly Mexico City metro collapse in May was caused in part by missing bolts and beams in an overpass that already had deficiencies before a major earthquake, according to an independent auditor's report released on Tuesday by the city government. The 180-page analysis by Norwegian company DNV was the latest installment of its technical opinion on the May 3rd collapse. Mexico's biggest train accident in years killed 26 people when an overpass and train carriage on a metro line suddenly plummeted onto a stream of cars and onto a highway in the southeast of the city. The city government has already started working on rehabilitation of the line, and the head of Mexico City's Public Works Department said the report's finding will be shared with a technical advisory committee. The trial of five men accused in the September 11, 2001 attacks restarted Tuesday, just days before the 20th anniversary, but quickly grounded to a halt on technical issues. Accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others appeared in the military commissions court at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo, Cuba, for the first time in more than 18 months after the death penalty case emerged from a coronavirus forced pause. But the new judge, the eighth assigned to the case, was forced to suspend the hearing after 2.5 hours to deal with issues arising from his appointment. The court was packed with military prosecutors, interpreters, military security, and five defense teams, one for each defendant. In the public gallery behind thick glass were members of the families of the 2,976 people that they are accused of murdering almost exactly 20 years ago. This is VOA News. El Salvador became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender Tuesday, but the rollout stumbled in its first hours, and its president informed that the digital wallet used for transactions was not functioning. For part of the morning, El Salvador's president became tech support for a nation stepping into the world of cryptocurrency. He tweeted the digital wallet known as Chivo had been disconnected while server capacity was increased. Three face-to-face public opinion surveys performed recently showed that most Salvadorians did not agree with the government's decision to make Bitcoin legal currency. It joins the U.S. dollar as El Salvador's official currencies. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro doubled down on his attacks on the country's electronic voting system Tuesday, telling a massive Independence Day rally he refuses to take part in an election farce in 2022. Bolsonaro currently trails in the polls for Brazil's October 2022 elections, in which he's expected to face a leftist ex-president, though neither has officially declared their candidacy. Fighting the lowest approval ratings of his presidency, a flagging economy, and series of institutions he insists are stacked against him, including the electoral court, Bolsonaro convened rallies in cities across Brazil Tuesday in a bid to fire up his supporters. He has repeatedly attacked Brazil's voting system in a move that has drawn comparisons with former U.S. President Donald Trump, his political role model. The 66-year-old former army captain claims, without evidence, that Brazil's electronic voting system is plagued by fraud and wants a paper copy of each ballot printed to enable an audit. Electoral authorities say the system, introduced in Brazil in 1996, is sound, and that adding paper printouts would only introduce a potential avenue for fraud. And the Taliban announced their government on Tuesday with a UN blacklisted veteran of the hardline movement in the top role, weeks after they swept to power and toppled the U.S.-backed president. But as the Taliban transitions from militant force to the governing power of Afghanistan, security officials are grappling with a growing number of protests against its rule, including an incident with two people shot dead in the western city of Herat. The Taliban had promised an inclusive government that would reflect the ethnic makeup of the country, but all the top positions were handed to key leaders from the movement and the Haqqani Network, the most violent branch of the Taliban known for devastating attacks. A growing number of protests have emerged across the country over the past week, with many Afghans fearful of a repeat of the Taliban's previous brutal and oppressive reign. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.